Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week started with a kiss.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Nelson from Cambridge. And my question is there any biological benefit to kissing amongst humans? Thank you.
So what's the point of giving someone a Frenchie? Here's Gordon Gallup, Professor of Psychology from the State University of New York at Albany.
Well, we think that kissing is part of an evolved courtship strategy and that kissing conveys information at an unconscious level about health and a person's reproductive viability. We've discovered that among the majority of undergraduates that we've surveyed, they report, both males and females, having been attracted to someone only to discover on one or more occasions that after they kissed them for the first time, they were no longer interested. So we think there are hardwired unconscious mechanisms that come into play at the moment of a kiss based on the exchange of information, based on posture and odor and taste and smell that activate mechanisms that come into play to make a determination about whether continuation in this relationship would be in the person's long-term reproductive best interests. We discovered that females place a lot more emphasis on kissing than males do. Females not only kiss for purposes of mate assessment, but once females are in committed relationships, they continue to rely on kissing as a means of monitoring and updating the status of their relationship. Males, on the other hand, tend to kiss for one of two reasons, primarily as a means to an end, namely for purposes of gaining sexual favors, or as a means of attempting to achieve reconciliation.
A kiss might tell us something of our partner's fertility, and Gallup found that the majority of females use kissing to check on their relationship, whilst males see it as a stage in getting to sex. Though this likely isn't true of everyone. Gallup also hypothesises that during a kiss between a male and a female, some of the man's testosterone may be transferred to the female. Over a long period of time, this could affect her libido. On the forum, RD suggested more historical reasons. Perhaps it's a development of mothers chewing their food to give it to their babies, mouth to mouth. But from masticating to flatulating now, for next week's question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. My name's Matthew, and I've been enjoying your show for some time now. Recently, you featured a question about how much force a stream of wee exerts against somebody who's standing. In a related area, and being the mature, intelligent adult that I am, I was wondering, how much gas would somebody who weighs 10 stone have to expel and at what force in order to lift themselves 1 inch off the ground? Thank you very much.
Get your calculators and beans out for this one. How much of a fart is needed to lift a 10-stone person? Answers can be emailed to chris@thenakedscientists.com or written on our interactive forum. And you can find that at thenakedscientists.com/forum. Plus, the Naked Scientists have been around for 10 years now, and we're running a survey to find out what you think of our shows. So if you want to take part, there's a chance you could win £10 or equivalent worth of Amazon vouchers. All you have to do is log on to thenakedscientists.com/survey.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.